Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're getting out and about, and as we travel the roads, we're seeing a lot more farm equipment on the roads this time of year. Harvest is getting underway, and we're going to talk today about a few quick reminders to keep both the operators of farm equipment and the operators of personal motor vehicles on the roads a little bit safer. Getting harvest from the field to the market can be dangerous work on its own, but doing it on traffic on Iowa's highways and county roads will extend those hazards to other drivers and their passengers. A quick reminder that highway safety is a shared responsibility for both motor vehicle operators and agriculture equipment operators, and both have the right to be on the road and both have the responsibility to pay attention. For agricultural equipment operators, they need to remember that vehicle drivers, especially those who may be rerouted to rural highways to bypass construction or flooding, may not have the necessary understanding to avoid collisions with ag equipment. They may not understand how to approach a slow-moving vehicle, they may not understand vehicle left turns into farm drives, and they may not understand how to pass oversized equipment or recognize the unique shape of combines and other equipment traveling down the road. Operators of ag equipment are reminded to make sure that all of their slow-moving vehicle emblems are properly mounted, not faded, and always to signal before making turns. Motorists may be unfamiliar with outlines of farm equipment, especially at dusk or dawn when operators are returning from fields or moving between fields. Unfamiliarity can cause a split-second delay in their reaction that can lead to a collision. When farm vehicles are involved in an accident, there's usually a large difference in the relative speed of the two vehicles. For example, a passenger car traveling at 55 miles an hour approaching a tractor traveling the same direction at 15 miles per hour will approach at a rate of 59 feet per second. What this means is if the car does not slow down at all, it will reduce itself, the distance between itself and the tractor, by more than the length of a football field in just 5 seconds. So that is not a very long amount of time to react and make that judgment that this is a slow-moving vehicle and you need to slow down. And again, this can be complicated by the fact that many times folks unfamiliar with being on rural roads will not be able to immediately recognize the unfamiliar outline or lighting marks that are on the agricultural equipment. Motor vehicle operators, for their part, need to make sure that they are patient, understanding, and not driving distracted by rushing or not paying attention to the road. It's also important that they understand the issues about coming up on slow-moving vehicles when they're traveling at a high rate of speed. Some defensive driving tips for rural roads this fall. If you are the operator of a passenger vehicle, as soon as you see a slow-moving vehicle sign, make sure you brake as if you were approaching a stop sign. Always watch for hand or turn signals from farm vehicle operators that may indicate they are turning left into a farm or field drive. And when passing, make sure you can see the farm vehicle in your rearview mirror before you get back in your lane. These tips are important because while farm tractors and other equipment comprise a small percentage of motor vehicles, the percentage of fatal collisions involving farm equipment is almost 5 times higher than with other vehicle collisions. The most common types of collisions between farm vehicles and motor vehicles are left turn and rear end collisions. Left turn collisions happen when the farm vehicle is about to make a wide left turn and the vehicle begins to pass. The second most common is the rear end, where another vehicle approaches farm equipment from behind and is unable to slow down in time to avoid a collision. Again, this happens because of a large difference in speed of travel between these two types of vehicles. So vehicle drivers need to stay alert, especially in an area where rural roadways are experiencing heavier traffic than normal due to construction or flooding detours. Higher speeds used on these roads, conditions changing quickly, and varieties of traffic can all contribute to the high potential for injuries. Motorists must stay attentive and watch for farm traffic, which can be difficult to spot as it does travel at a much slower speed than normal traffic. For the part of the farm operators, make sure that you are visible by making sure that all of your signs and lighting are up to date. and drive defensively, as roadway travel is a team effort between yourself and other drivers. Do not assume other drivers will see you pulling out of a driveway or anticipate you turning into a field. So all of you out there on the roads, stay safe this harvest season, and we'll talk to you next week. This has been Kate Olson with ISU Extension.